This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The information the Quran provides was inaccessible to a person living in 7th century Arabia in Mecca. And then the mu'jiza reaches its pinnacle. The point reaches from improbable to impossible. What is that? I'll give you a couple of examples. One historic and one linguistic. And literally, there are dozens, if not hundreds, of examples like this. This is just scratching the surface. The example of the precision of the Quran historically, how precise the Quran describes the qisas, the stories of the prophets of the past. Look at the story of Fir'aun, Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun, the Pharaoh. There is so much amazing detail here. Pharaoh, as you know, lived in Egypt. And Egypt was at that time a state where they would write whatever they were communicating using the language of hieroglyphics. Okay, not Arabic. Today is Arabic. Back in the time, it was hieroglyphics. If you Google this, you will see how it's a language composed of figures and letters. It's a very interesting, very unique language. It's an ancient language that died out. Okay, it was only rediscovered in the 18th century, when they found an artifact known as the Rosetta Stone. And that's when they relearned what hieroglyphics was and were able to then understand what did the Fara'ina, the pharaohs, what did they write? What was their communications that they left behind? This is in the 18th century, about 1,000+ years after the Prophet ﷺ has passed away, after the Quran's revelation was done. Okay, now here is the most amazing thing. There are dozens of examples of things that the Quran says that are not in the Bible, but are now found in the Egyptian hieroglyphics. See the point here. The Quran says things. For example, the Quran would say about Fir'aun, فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَا كَانُوا مُنظَرِينَ. The sky and the earth did not weep for them, and they were not given any respite. This is the only time in the Quran where this expression comes, by the way. فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ or بَكَتْ السَّمَاءُ. This is not anywhere in the Quran. It's not like a recurring expression. There are recurring expressions like تِلْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ. This is the stories of the past. Comes all the time in the Quran. Okay? But this expression does not come anywhere in the Quran except in this part of Surah Dukhan about Fir'aun. Okay? Now, unknown to the people of the time, and for thousands of years, this was something that the ancient Egyptians would say about the Pharaoh. In the hieroglyphics, in the tombstones that were discovered from the mummies, right? The from the pyramids, well, that were recovered. And once the hieroglyphics were able to be decoded, it says in the hieroglyphics about a pharaoh who dies, the sky weeps for you, the earth weeps for you, when you ascend to the heavens as a star. This passage, written on the tombstone of a dead pharaoh, describing what the ancient Egyptians thought their pharaohs, what would happen to them, was only discovered after the 18th century, in the 19th century. Until that time, this was completely unknown. And subhanAllah, you notice the expression in the tombstone is exactly the expression that the ayah uses. فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ. When I first memorized this surah and I first learned it, I was very taken aback by this ayah. Because I never saw this in other parts of the sunnah or in Quran. Like the Prophet ﷺ saying this, you know, فُلْآنَ died. بَكَتِ السَّمَاءُ عَلَيْهِ. It's not like a common thing to be said. It's not like a dua that's made. It's not in the Quran and anywhere else. Only in this ayah, only about Fir'aun, it says that. And subhanAllah al-Azim, glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this particular aspect was unknown for thousands of years until later on when it was discovered, it matches exactly how the Quran describes it. This level of precision is impossible. Not improbable. It's impossible for someone who lived in 7th century Arabia. And then you add to that the Prophet ﷺ did not have the ability to read and write. And then you add to that that this is not what's in the Bible. So you can't say he copied it from the Bible. All of this, when you put it together, gives you evidence. It should give you certainty that this precision is not the speech of a human being. It is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.